going to respond to that email, how we're going to work through an issue that is pending. Who do we need to assist for that particular task? And the list goes on and on of all the choices we have to make from the moment we get up in the morning to when we go to bed in the evening. And those are choices for us to make. But not all the choices are for us. Today is Vocation Sunday in the Church of Ireland. And all parishes, the length and breadth of Ireland today in the Church of Ireland, are reflecting on vocations to the ordained ministry. Because there is one choice that is not ours. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. And on this day, we reflect on the call to ordain ministry in the Church of Ireland. Being personal for a few moments, I grew up, as you know, in the Collegiate Church of St. Nicholas in Galway. I was actively involved in different aspects of life and work and ministry of the parish. In my teenage years, I was a member of the choir, and to my great horror, when I was in St. Nicholas's church recently, that photograph is still on the wall of the clergy vestry. I even offered to pay money to the rector to remove it, and my humble request was immediately refused. I had thought to myself I could even remove it voluntarily, and then I thought I may well need a solicitor to assist me on the ongoing journey. But I was involved in aspects of church life and really enjoyed it, as indeed were my parents and my sisters. But as the years went on, it was the quiet conversation that members of the congregation, along with my rector, said, "John, have you ever thought about ordination?" And my response was, "Pardon? I was already well down the road of a choice of professional accountancy, and had offers to go and study professional accountancy." And then there was a new bishop into the diocese that then was Tuam, Killala and O'Conaghy. And the new bishop was Bishop John Neal. And we got to know the bishop and his family very well. And of course, conversations were being had, "John, have you ever thought?" And I said, "A number of people have been saying that." And the response from people was, "Well, perhaps they're not wrong." And I was focused on professional accountancy. I started professional accountancy, enrolled on the course, and did that for 4 years. And during that time, the conversations continued. "Have you ever thought about ordination? We see in you gifts that would be of great benefit to the church." It then came to the point that I personally could not ignore it any longer. And a conversation with the bishop happened that wasn't the sort of conversation over a cup of coffee at the back of church. And I attended a selection conference in the Theological College in Dublin, the conference that all those who are perhaps being encouraged or those who are considering ordination need to attend. And I attended with many people from the length and breadth of Ireland. 3 days of interviews and assessments, an opportunity for the wider church to examine the vocation and to explore prayerfully and spiritually if the individuals concerned are truly called to serve as clergy in the church. The outcome of that was acceptance. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. After 4 years of studying professional accountancy, I began in the Church of Ireland Theological College in Dublin and Trinity College in Dublin, and there began 3 years of ordination training. Little did I think in my formative years growing up in Galway that those conversations that people had very, very pastorally, John, have you ever thought? And those then led me to discern my true vocation, that vocation being tested, and now acceptance for training. But it was the quiet conversation. It was the individual taking time. John, have you ever thought? And not just those conversations. It also has been the trust that has been placed in me by the wider church to undergo professional training to be ordained. And it was those who then saw in me gifts to appoint me to parishes. Archdeacon Jimmy Moore in St. Mark's Dundila appointed me curate, coming from Galway with a name like Auchmuty. That was indeed a test of faith, if ever there was faith. Coming into St. Mark's Dundila, into Strandtown, Ballyhackamore, East Belfast. And he saw something in me that he felt would be of benefit to his parish and to the community. And that wasn't the only aspect of the curacy. There then was to be an engagement when I left the parish to Caroline and to our own family development leading forward. And then there was a move to Armagh, Archbishop Robin Eames as primate, seeing in me something and appointed me to a parish in rural Armagh. And then there was the return to Downdramore, to Carriduff, to Killeney, and 16 years ago to St. Columba's, where nominators have been at work. But nominators cannot do their work in a parish vacancy if there are no candidates of clergy making themselves available for vacant parishes. And on this Vocation Sunday, it's an opportunity for all of us to reflect on ordination. Have we discerned in somebody who we believe, like my situation and my story in the west of Ireland, who would be able to serve and to make contribution to the work of the church through ordination? Are we ourselves reflecting on a vocation, or maybe wrestling with it, or maybe trying to kick it down the road, hoping it'll go away? Well, in my situation, in my personal life, it was not going away. In fact, it was getting stronger, and that resulted in quite a move and quite a different approach to life leading to ordination. And in the theological college in my time, that sounds awfully old, but in my time, when I went there in 1992, and that wasn't quite yesterday, there were people in my year who were scientists, some were economists, some had a medical training, some had left businesses to begin training, some were my age coming from an undergraduate training program, some were more advanced in years, and yet all of us together, God was calling a whole array of qualifications, a whole array of backgrounds and disciplines of people coming to serve. And that is good, because the Church of Ireland needs in its clergy people who've got different skills from different traditions and different walks of life as we endeavour to serve. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. The good news is, and thank God for it, we cannot do this work of ministry on our own, because we are behind the clerical collar that Canon Smith and Canon Laverty and I am privileged to wear is a human being. And as God calls us, he doesn't leave us to get on with it on our own. He gives us the strength for the task. And that strength given at ordination, that strength given in support by congregations, by words of encouragement, by words of appreciation, by offering to help in the wider work of ministry, because it's not just the rector, the assistant priests or the curates. It's all of us together doing our particular bit as God has called us to use our talents. And thank God we have got many, many parishioners in this parish who've got wonderful gifts, who give them most generously for the work of ministry here. And for that, I always, daily in my prayers, give thanks. But on this day, we're called to reflect on vocation and on ordination. And simply by sharing something of my own experience, which I rarely do from this pulpit, just maybe to share with you where it began for me. And perhaps there's someone or some people here today for whom that is perhaps sounding familiar. If so, maybe I can be the one having the conversation that I was on the receiving end by many people many years ago. Have you considered? As we give thanks for those who serve in the church on this day, I give thanks for those who saw something in me, enabling me to reflect, and I could resist it no longer. And those in years since who have had the trust to appoint me to different parishes, for that I give thanks as we together serve. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. Not all the choosing is ours. Some of it is God's. And now to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed, is most justly due, all might, majesty, glory, dominion, and power, henceforth and forevermore. Amen.
As the people of God worshipping here, we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again and judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the King. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. The appointed prayer for this Sunday and the days following. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Mercifully give us faith to know that, as he promised, he abides with us on earth to the end of time, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray that your Holy Spirit may so guide and govern us that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life we may never forget your presence, but may remember that we are always walking in your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our cantors Caroline Woods and Lauren Cheshire are going to sing words from the anthem from the Chorister's Prayer. The words are, "Bless, O Lord, us, thy servants who minister in thy temple. Grant that what we sing with our lips we may believe in our hearts, and what we believe in our hearts we may show forth in our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen."